From the PEN Studios, this is the Imperfect Moms Club with your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
It's okay to ask for help. Everybody could use some advice and reassurance from time to time. This week on Imperfect, we want to let you know you're not alone. After all, it's the whole purpose of the show.
Brittany, I need your help.
Okay. So you're in the thick of it because Lily's three. Yeah?
Yes.
And I am, Holly's one.
I need help. And like, I first, okay, so the number one, I need to know that I'm not alone.
You're not. Oh no. Mike and I'll be like, hey, do you remember when like we were going through the twos? Yeah. Okay. Remember when we went to the threes? Uh-huh. Okay. Now we're in the fours. It's just, oh, it's a lot.
I mean, so I've heard that kids are great when like they're six. Like I've heard great things about 6 year olds.
Clara's pretty cool right now. So
just, oh my God. So I actually like, I wrote some like bullet points. It's all right. Hold on. Let me pull it up.
When your mom has bullet points of your behavior, you know, it's bad.
We'll see if any of this resonates with you and you can be like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like, she's, you know, that's strange. All right. So she does the opposite of what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Everything. If she doesn't get away, she screams. She doesn't listen to me ever. Like nothing, like no words that come out of my mouth sink in. Which is incredibly, like, she's not even three yet. She'll be three next month. But I am talking, right? Like people can hear me talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever had that dream where like you're screaming, but no sound comes out.
Oh, always. I can never scream for help.
Yeah. Ever. Like I'm always, yeah, I just scream, you know, so it's like, I don't know. Anyway. So she respects the hell out of daddy and she always listens to him, but then like,
you're like the character in Charlie Brown where like it's like the teacher and they're like wah, 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 wah.
Yep. And like there was one day where I was like, maybe I do I sound like that? Like I don't know. Like depression is making all this worse too. Like that's like the undertone of this whole. She's super sweet at school and at friends and strangers, you know, which is like, I know that that's the thing because I was the same way. Like, I remember like fighting with my mom at home, but then everybody loved me. Like everybody's parents loved me because I was like super respectful with them. So now I understand that my mom probably like hated me for a little bit because she was like, damn it, Lisa. So Paul and I we've been having the same like fight. It's not really a fight. It's a uncomfortable discussion. I would say like Paul and I have never had like a drag out like fight, like because he doesn't do that. He just won't engage when I'm like super super emotional, which is good. Like he gives us time to cool down before we talk about stuff, but he's always telling me that it's because I'm like too, like I let her get away with too much, or like I'm not whatever, so she's like learned that behavior is okay. And then he's always making it sound like it's like too late and like now mm-hmm. the only option we have is to like do like timeouts. But I like, he'll like put her in a nursery and let her scream for 5 minutes and then like go get her and whatever, but I don't know, I can't see myself ever giving her a timeout. Like I don't see that happening. And then this morning, oh my God, this cup situation. So this morning on Mother's Day, like she wanted water in a bottle and then she was whining about it. And so we were like, we handled it. We were like, Lily, we're not going to drink water. We're going to drink out of a cup. Like you're going to whatever. And then like, she finally like got off of the bottle thing and she was like, okay with the cup. And so a little bit later I'm doing the dishes. And then she was like, well, I don't want the green cup. And I think like, I was like, I'd forgotten or something. And, but she wasn't yelling or she wasn't, you know, being whiny. She just like, I don't want whatever. And then, so I was like, okay. So I opened the cabinet and then I was like, oh, like we haven't used this one in a while. It was a Mickey Mouse cup. And then, so she had the Mickey Mouse cup. And then Paul, we had this, he was like, well, now she knows that, like, you know, like what happens when she's 16 and I buy her the wrong car and I'm like, what? And so, like, I'm like, I spend my entire day feeling like I'm failing. Like, how do I make her respect me while also being like gentle and respectful to her? I would always like get yelled at or whatever. Like, I got yelled at a lot. And my mom will, you know, she'll say until her tongue stiffens, until her last breath, that she never yells, right? But mm-hmm. she's always like, she'll just like snap or something, you know? And so I don't want to do that with Lily. But then some days, like, it's just, I'm like, what else can I do? I don't know, because she won't listen. So how do I, anyway, so I'm basically losing my mind.
Yeah.
All the time. And so, like, it just, it hurts when Paul tries, you know, he said, I mean, what he's saying is true. Like, you know, we're like running out of time. We need to like do this, but I don't know. Like, I'm so overwhelmed by it. And I feel like a good mom some days. And then, you know, when she's being a brat, like, I feel like I failed her and I'm a terrible mom. And then today on Mother's Day, like, I told him, I was like, can we not today? Like,
yeah,
today, like, just for today, like, can we just pretend that I'm like a rock star mom, please? Like, you know, because I can't, like, I can't handle this anymore. But anyway, so Brittany, yeah, what do I do?
Oh man, so that's a lot. And yeah, I totally resonate with that. I have completely felt that way. I still feel that way sometimes. So I don't know, there's just like, there's lots of things. Like, when it can get annoying sometimes when the dad steps in, like, kids need to have a strong father figure in their life. Like, that would be great if every kid could have that. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, mom, at least in my household and in your household, I'm the one who's doing everything mm-hmm. most of the time with the kids. And so Mike's gone, he doesn't see everything. So then when he comes home and he's like, oh, well, why don't you just blah, blah, blah? I'm like, understand the kind of day I've had.
Yeah.
All of the hoops I've jumped through and how many times I've already put her in timeout and blah, 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 blah. So I'm exhausted. So sometimes that can be frustrating because I'm like, yeah, they kind of see it out of context and like, oh, well, obviously you just have to do this. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I've been doing this all day. I am finished.
Yeah.
So like one time, I was trying to get the girls ready for church and they were trying to wear their like sneakers and I wanted them to wear like their nice shoes to go with their dress. And I was just over it. And I shouldn't have said it, but I did. And I was like, you know what? Fine. Just wear whatever you want. Whatever I say, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
I shouldn't have said it, but I did. And I was like throwing my hands up. And I was
hey,
like,
yeah, I feel like that every single day. No, I like no judgment. Like I tell that to myself.
No one listens to me. What mommy says doesn't matter. You just do whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. Yeah.
And Mike looks at me and he's like, he had like his headphones in all morning and listening to whatever he was listening to. So he wasn't like a part of the morning. Mm-hmm. Trying to get these girls dressed. And he's like, well, honey, you really shouldn't be saying that. That's not a really great way to parent. And I was the only reason I didn't strangle him was because we were trying to get to church. I couldn't walk in the doors and be like,
strangled my husband. Yeah.
Let's sing.
Let's sing. And that's the thing, is like everything that Paul's saying is like logical and like, yes, yeah, okay. But then like, this ain't the time. Of course, like the reason I'm mad at him, like it's like a me thing, like it's my personal whatever I'm dealing with is making me feel like it's triggering me. And so like whatever, like in a vacuum, what he's saying wouldn't make me angry, right? Mm-hmm. But it's just that it's just because I'm like trying so hard. And then I, at the same time, I feel like maybe I'm not trying hard enough. And so mm-hmm. I like feel, you know, then you start feeling like, okay, well, this is hopeless. Like I'm not doing this right. I can't do this, whatever. And so I don't know. Yeah. He's always like, well, you know, you really shouldn't be whatever. And I'm like, dude, like, I'm the parent, like I'm the main parent, like, you know what I mean? And so
yeah,
she listens to him. And sometimes he's a little firmer than I mm-hmm. would like, but that's just because it triggers me. Right. And so that's my thing. Like, that's not I'm just so worried that like Lily's going to be 31 in therapy talking about how like her mom actually like did a lot of damage, you know? So like, I'm scared of that. So like, I'm just like, yeah. I want her to be happy, and I want to be a good mom, and I don't want to make her sad.
I think that the fact that she's doing really well at school, and when she goes out, people, you know, are like impressed by how she is socially. I think those are all really great signs, because, and we've said before on the podcast, our kids are most vulnerable when they're with us. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when they need to just kind of let loose, they do it around us, because mm-hmm. we're their safe place, and they know mommy's always going to love me. She's going to be there, whatever. So sometimes like we're just the space where that needs to happen. And we've said this too, just because you're worrying that you're a good mom, it means you probably are a good mom, you know? And I have some resources for that, but just know, like, we've all struggled with this. And some days I feel like super mom, and some days I feel like I'm the worst mom in the world. But at the end of the day, I just try to love on my kids, you know, and just let them know mommy loves you. And I don't know, like, they definitely need some kind of boundary and some sort of natural consequence or a consequence that you put in order. And it can be like, you can make it whatever you need to make it. It does, you know, because certain things could trigger you and certain things might not trigger you. So maybe they don't get to watch their show, or they don't get an Oreo after lunch. So you have to predetermine. I think it's best to predetermine ahead of time what the consequence is going to be, instead of having like a reaction where you're like, well, you're not going to the birthday party, or, you know, because it's so hard. But we have to, what's the word? Not react. We have to make sure that like we're being calm and like we're being level headed when they're freaking out, so that when we respond, don't react. That's what it is. Respond. And like, you already have like a response in place. And I do try and give the kids a second chance. So say they're not listening to me, or someone's being really sassy, I'll just kind of look at her and say, you want to try that again? And I don't do it in like an aggressive manner. I'm just like, let's try that one more time.
I was like looking stuff up, because the other day I was just like, I'm about to pull all of my hair out. So I was like, internet, please help me. And yeah, they were talking about the, just ask them if they want to try again, like not in like any sort of tone, but just like ask them to try again. And then like a lot of times they'll do it, you know, better and more respectfully or whatever. But it's
like,
just
they are kids, like they're learning. They don't know how to say things. They don't know how, or maybe they're learning how to have feelings but not let their feelings control them, or like maybe they are angry and so they respond angrily, but then you give them another chance and they're like, okay, let me try that again.
And like, that's the thing, like I told Paul this morning, like when we were having this thing, I totally get where he's coming from, but I'm also like, because of the depression, I don't know, but I'm a huge proponent of like, pick your battles. So like, this is just a battle that I didn't think was worth it. Like, you know, but then it does teach her that like, oh, if I don't want this one, I can just like ask for this one. And then like, I'm going to get it, because whatever, you know. So it was just a cup this morning, but Paul was right. Like, it could be like when she's 16, like, oh, you got me the Jeep, I wanted the like Maserati or whatever, right? So I don't know, but just I don't know. And then I, you know, so I was talking to Paul and I was still like in my feelings, and I was like, but I want her to still, because this is very normal too, like she's almost three, like this is a very normal three-year-old, like asserting independence, pushing boundaries and stuff. And so I told Paul, I was like, I want her to still, like, I want the normal, like the toddler development things. Like, I don't want her to feel like her normal natural development is wrong. Mm-hmm. Like this is all how she grows up. So I don't want to squash every piece of that. I just want her to know that, like, hey, we need to be like respectful and stuff. It's just like, it's so tough. I'm like, I suck at discipline and I suck at like all these things, but like she's not even three yet. Mm-hmm. And we made it through like twos, but now I'm like, I want to go back to twos. Like cause like I was not prepared. Like all of a sudden one day I'm just like, oh, what did you say? Like, and you know, and she's manipulative, and she like, I tell her like, hey, like mommy said no. And you know, she's like, but I want to do it because I want to whatever. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, oh, yeah. So the other day the thing was opening the back door and going outside. So she wanted to go outside and she learned so she can do like undo the top lock. But then the knob lock that you twist, she can also do that one. And I didn't know she could do that. And so I like locked both and I was like, okay, like I'm going to go pee. I came back and she's outside. Like on the patio. Yeah. Yeah. She's, okay. Yeah. It's relatively like safe back there, but there's like a space where she could like fit and like crawl under. So I just, you know, obviously we never wanted her outside by herself, but yeah. So I came back from the bathroom, she's outside. And I lost count how many times I told her to close the door because mm-hmm. I don't want her going outside. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, you know what? One of these times, like, it'll just be like, okay, go outside. Like, cause I like, it was making me so like, I was like, woman, I was like, child, like love of my life. Like, mm-hmm. do not like keep this door closed, you know? And it's just like, and then now when I say no, like sometimes she'll laugh at me, like she laughs in my face now. Mm. And like, that's hurtful. And it's parenting in a vacuum. Like these are things that shouldn't take personally, right? They shouldn't mm-hmm. like offend me or like make me sad, but because of, you know, because you don't parent in a vacuum, like everyone mm-hmm. has their own mental stuff. Like it's really like, it really hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm trying to like, you know, I'm trying to make her like whatever, but then I'm really hurt at the same time. And so I'm like, okay, bitch, like go outside.
Like, okay. So kids are very egocentric. It's normal. That's just how it is, because when they're first born, like who knows what's going on in their heads. They don't know anything. You know, they're looking up at their little mobile and they're like, it's like the star. Wow. You know? So they're very egocentric and they have to go through that egocentricism. I guess that's what it's called. They have to be able to understand themselves and how their brain works and how their body work and emotions work so that they can understand other people. Well, we had an episode about that where like kids need to understand how they're feeling before mm-hmm. you can say, well, how do you think that makes so-and-so feel? You know, they had to understand themselves first. So they go through this stage when they're like 2 and 3 and 4, where they're like me, 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 me. Mm-hmm. And they're learning like to make I statements. Like, I don't want that. I want the blue cup. I don't like it. Whatever.
Lily will She will sing to the tune of a Cocomelon song. Like if she doesn't want to take a nap, she's like, no, 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 I don't want to take a nap. And
I've heard that song.
And then she followed it up with, I'll have a popsicle right now. And I'm like,
no, you won't.
I'm like, excuse me. Like what? Anyway, yes. Sorry.
Yeah. So they have to go through that. And in order to be able to have good social skills and have relationships, they have to be able to understand themselves first. And it's really hard for us as moms, because we're like, you know what? Life just isn't all about you. I know you think it is, but it's not. Now, and this, you just got to figure out on your own when the right time is. But there was a time with Molly, and I'm pretty sure it was last year. So she was 3. She had just been a little terror all day long. Mm-hmm. And I was trying so hard to do the gentle parenting thing, but I was completely dried up by the end of the day. There's nothing left. And she wanted to come snuggle with me on the couch before bed. And I said it very nicely, but I also needed to get a point across to her. And I was like, Molly, I love you so much. And I will always love you. And I will always be your mommy. But today you really hurt my feelings, and mommy just doesn't want to snuggle right now because you hurt my feelings. And she cried, and it was so sad because they were genuine tears. But I was like, she needs to know, like, you really, really hurt somebody else's feelings, and that has repercussions. And so I think she said she was sorry, and she snuggled with Mike for a little bit. And then she came and she did snuggle me right before bed, but it wasn't for like 30 minutes or whatever. And it didn't ruin her life. Like, she's fine. She's not like rocking herself in a corner, like saying, mommy.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing too. I'm like, what's the thing that's going to traumatize her? Like, I'm always mm-hmm. like on alert. I'm like, I'm going to say something. It's going to traumatize her forever. Like, whatever. But like, you know, there are some days where I don't want you to touch me anymore. I don't want you to be anywhere near me anymore. Like, Paul comes home and I'm like, please, like, can you be with Lily right now? Like, I don't want to, but then I feel so bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard. It's so hard. And like, that's what I'm saying about earlier is like, I understand like all of these are normal things that they have to go through and they have to figure stuff out. So I don't want to like rush it because I want her to be able to develop naturally and as well as she can, you know. I don't want to like impede it or whatever, but at the same time, like, I'm like, she needs to respect me and she needs to listen mm-hmm. to me and she needs to know that this behavior isn't okay, but I don't know how to do that. And then Paul's always like, you know, telling me stuff, and so like I'm just like feeling dejected all the time.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you one resource now, and then after the break, I'll have more resources. This one, the next resources are more for like anger in children, because one of my children is struggling with anger. The first one, so I might have talked about her before on the podcast. I don't remember. Her name is Dr. Siggy, and I'll spell it S-I-G-G-I-E, Dr. Siggy on Instagram. So she's all about helping parents feel more empowered and less guilty, which is amazing. Like, there's like a halo around her. She's got 35 plus years of experience, practical tools, practical things to say, all the way from toddlers to teenagers. She has free resources in the bio. Okay. And I love it because her reels are so good. Like, I don't know how she does it. She packs in like such good nuggets of information in like the 30 seconds that you have for a reel, where she'll present you with a situation that happens like every day in my life. I don't know how she knows. She's like watching. And then she's like, okay, so your child says this and you might think, oh, I need to say this. And maybe you're feeling fill in the blank. And she talks about like how me as the parent, how I'm feeling. And she's like, it's okay. It's very normal, blah, blah, blah. Here, try saying one of these three things. And this is why your kid is thinking this way. This is why your kid is saying these things. And she's, I don't know where she's from. She has an accent, but I just like, I love her so much. I just want to like put her in my pocket and keep her. She's so cute. So look up Dr. Siggy on Instagram. And maybe a dream of mine would be to have her on the show one day, but she's like amazing.
Amazing.
I love her. I've sent her stuff to my husband when I know he's getting frustrated. I'm like, look at this reel. Or I'll send it to some friends. She's so good. She's so good.
Man, maybe I can DM her and like just like an impassioned plea and be like, please come on my show and help me. Like, I'm just a poor little, you know, anyway, I don't know.
I love
like
her.
She's probably gonna be like, well, you know, she probably gets a million DMs or something. Anyway, we are gonna take a quick break, and then Brittany's gonna be back with more resources. Be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Imagine a world where potty training is fun, fast, and easy. Only pull-ups have Disney graphics that fade when wet to teach big kids to stay dry, so they're motivated to keep the music going.
I'm a big kid now.
Switching and saving with Geico is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions. Like, if a person can get discombobulated, does that mean the rest of the time they're just, like, combobulated? Are we humans always in a state of combobulation? Until, of course, something dramatic happens and we are discombobulated for a while. Then we go back to being combobulated. Yeah, that's probably how that works. Switch and save with Geico. It's easier than you think.
Enjoying this show? Be sure to check out all the shows across the Podcast Entertainment Network, where there's a show for every interest. Visit www.podcastentertainment.com to browse through the full collection of shows. And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
All right, welcome back, guys. So I've got some books here. And so I've got five books, right? One, two, yeah, I can count. Five. Mm-hmm. Five books. Now, the first three, like, they're for when kids are feeling very angry, because I won't say which one, but one of my kids is really struggling with outbursts. And I want them to know it's okay to have your feelings. I feel like when I was a kid, people were like, oh, don't be angry. Don't be sad. You know, yeah. I've had people tell me, you just smile. Like one time I had to sit in a chair and I think I sat there for half an hour and they're like, you can get up after you smile. And I was like, okay, let's do this. So yeah. And it didn't work. And then, so I smiled for like a second and I was like, are you happy now?
Oh my God.
So
yeah, I've gotten the, you can't feel that way or like, you can't say that or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like now things are getting a little bit better. Maybe it's because social media is a thing and more parents are sharing the way they do things, or I don't know, maybe all this 90s kids are growing up and saying, well, that was crap. Let's not do it that way.
Something else. Yeah.
So it's okay to feel angry. It's okay. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel scared. Mm-hmm. What do we do with these feelings? That's the thing. So the first book I have, I got this a few months ago. Let's see if it will show up. So if you're on YouTube, you'll see the book.
Grumpy Monkey.
It's so cute. Okay. So it's called Grumpy Monkey, a number one New York Times bestseller. It's written by Suzanne Lang. So it's this little monkey or orangutan. Sorry. I don't know. And he wakes up one day and he's just grouchy and there's not really a reason why. He's just kind of a grouch. Aww. And all of his friends are like, why don't you sing a song? Why don't you go for a swim? Why don't you blah, blah, blah. And so all his friends are trying to cheer him up. And he's like, I'm not grumpy. And so at the end of the book, one of his other friends comes and sits down next to him and he's grumpy too. Hmm. And they're just grumpy together. And they're like, you know what? It's okay to be grumpy because by acknowledging each other's feelings, like they already start to feel like a little bit better. Aww. And then tomorrow's a new day. And I love that because me and my depression, sometimes I'm having a depression day. Yep. That's what I call it. Yep. I told my doctor about it the other day. I was like, sometimes I just have a depression day. And she's like, well, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I just let myself have it. Like I make sure my kids are safe and they're fed and whatever. And then I just go in my bed and I lay there and I just give myself a day. And then the next day I wake up and I'm good. And she's like, thumbs up. Good for you. Sometimes you just need a day, you know? Yeah. So then the next one I have, and this is a series. It's called I Choose to Calm My Anger. And it's written by Elizabeth Estrada.
Ooh.
So there's a whole series of these and they're about different social skills that you might want your kids to have. And it talks about things that might make you upset, things that might make you mad. Now, my husband hates this book because he's so logical and like the rhyming isn't quite on point. And he's like, this doesn't rhyme. This is out of rhythm. And I'm like, just read the book.
Just when I forget that we are married to the same man, like you say something and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. There was one time where I was making up the poems for the quatrains for my book. And I read one to him and he was like, that one, I like the rhyming. And I was like,
shut up. You know what? If it's so easy, then you do it. Okay. Yeah. So this one's great. And it has some tips for like when you get angry. I like it's like stop and count to 10, or it's where you take your hand and you like trace your hand with your finger. And every time you go up, you're breathing in. And when you go down, you're breathing out. So it's like in and out.
I've never heard of that one before. I heard of box breathing, like you imagine a box, but yeah, I've never done that. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's got pictures in it that show you how to do it. And I'm like, I will be doing this. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. This one, it's so cute. And again, it's another series about feelings and social skills. I just also think the illustrations are really cute because I'm a sucker for good illustrations. It's called Way Past Mad by Haley Adelman, I think. Like so if you're watching it on YouTube, like, does she not just look so angry? This little kid, like,
he's so mad. Her hair's mad.
And it's like, what? So it's like after you get angry, you get to this furious point where you like explode, you know, and all of that, and how you can have those feelings, but not hurt people,
yeah.
or break things.
Yeah.
Those are great. And then the next ones, now these might be a little too old for Lily. I don't know, maybe not. It depends. But it's all about choices and choices that kids make and natural consequences that happen with those choices. And I buy these books every year for my K-5 graduates before they go to first grade. I buy them this book. So this one is called What Should Danny Do?
Oh.
And this one is the school day one. It has 8 stories in one book. So it's a choose your adventure. I love choose your adventure. So as the story goes along, Danny has to decide, is he going to keep playing or is he going to go downstairs for breakfast when his mom calls him? Well, if he goes downstairs for breakfast, then he gets breakfast and he makes the bus on time and whatever. Mm-hmm. If he decides to keep playing, he misses breakfast, he misses the bus, he's hungry, and his dad has to drive him to school, and his dad's a little bit frustrated. And it's like very natural things like, is he going to include the new kid in the soccer game or isn't he? And the kids get to pick what Danny's going to do. And depending on what he does, there's 8 different endings. And then there's a girl one, what should Darla do? Same thing. And she has pink hair. It's not showing up on the YouTube for whatever reason. And she's just so cute. And she has to decide, am I going to fight with my sister at the breakfast table? Am I going to return this toy I found? And again, the kids get to have the freedom to make a choice. And you know what? Maybe they make a bad choice once and they see what could happen if you make a bad choice. But it's a safe space because it's a book and it's not in real life. So I really like those books.
Yeah, I'll have to I'm probably just going to buy all of them because I'm on the struggle bus for sure over here. We talked about gentle parenting on social media and stuff before, and it's fine if you want to share tips and stuff. Oh, that bottle went flying. it's nice that they're sharing tips. I have no problem with that, but it's everywhere. And so I feel like that also stresses me out more because I have to be this gentle parent, but what do you do when your child is defiant and just isn't listening? How do you gently tell them what's what, you know what I mean? Cause I'm really struggling with. So I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, if there is an answer or whatever, I just I don't know what the right thing to do is. And so this whole big push and social media and everybody's talking about how they parent, it's just making me even more anxious because I'm what's the right thing to do? What do I, what am I supposed to do? You know? I don't know.
Yeah. Right now, your mom and your job as a mom is to love on your kids, to try and teach them what are the rules, quote unquote, of the world. What are the social rules? What are the rules to life? How does this work? And right now, as hard as it is, you're not supposed to be their best friend, even though we really want to be, because they're so cute and they're so fun. But we can't be their friend. You have to be you have to be their teacher, their mother, their caretaker. And then once they get older and they become adults, then you can be best friends. And then you're okay, well, you can make your own decisions now. And so it's hard. It's going to be hard. But if you really, really, really love your kids, you'll do those hard things. And I know you do. And even when you feel like you're failing, I don't think you are. I think we're always too hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
I think because we want the best for them. And we know our own faults and we know how we mess up. And we know that we're not perfect, but give the best that you can on that particular day. And that's just the best you can do. And just let your kids know you do love them. And if you say something that maybe you shouldn't, like I did the other day when I threw my hands up and I was like, nobody cares. I apologized after I forget what it was. There was a day I had to apologize to my kids. Cause I think that means a lot. I think that's another learning point. That means a lot to kids when a grown-up admits I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. Do you forgive me? I think that really means something to them.
Yeah.
More than just being the perfect mom. Cause that's unattainable.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, because then they think they're oh, you're perfect. And then the child grows up thinking, well, if I mess up or something, oh, I guess I'm not as perfect as mommy or like whatever. Right. So, yeah, like all of these things, it's just I'm realizing now, like everything happens during the first few years of a person's life, like the formative years. Like that's why they're called the formative years. So many things that we do now are going to affect our kids forever. And so I think that's what scares me the most is like, I'm gonna like, these are the years that I have to be on top of my shit because like, I have to know, cause this is the most important. These are the most important years right here. And so like, I'm just like constantly feeling this like crazy pressure all the time. But like, I'm also just, honestly, I'm surviving day to day right now. You know, like I don't have time to really like plan out how I'm going to do things because like, I'm just going day by day and I hate that, but like, that's all I got right now. You know? And so I'm just like, if something arises, like I'll talk to her, whatever, but then like, she's just defiant and I don't want to be angry with her and whatever, like, this is all part of her development, but I'm just like, what I've been doing is, so I'll give her choices. So now what I'll say, like, if it's time for bed and she needs a new diaper, you know, we've started saying, you know, she's always like, no. And she like throws a fit and she doesn't want to go to bed. So Paul will be like, well, do you want daddy to carry you or do you want to walk to your nursery? Right. Like, you know, and so I'll do that too now, like when it's time to get out of the bath and she doesn't want to get out of the bath, I'll be like, okay, well, you can get out of the bath by yourself or mommy can pick you up. But like with me, like she never does with Paul, but with me, she'll like scream. And then like, I just kind of instinctively will be like, okay, well, you know, but I need to be able to like make that in the bud. So like, it's just, I don't know. And then like, it's loud and it triggers me too. Cause like PTSD is like, you know, any loud noise, I'm like, so like if she starts screaming, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, so it's just tough. Imperfect mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But I do like that. I mean, she does respond to those choices. You know, like she'll be like, no, don't carry me. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know, get out of the bathtub. It's weird too, because she's very inconsistent. Like sometimes she's a perfect angel and she's like, yes, mommy, like, you know, and like, sure, I'll do that or whatever. None of the time she's a demon. So that's also like, confuses me. Right. So I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, which is it? What are we doing?
Which one am I going to get today?
Yeah, exactly. So I can't do anything but go day by day because every day is different. You know, she's not consistent right now, which is also normal. Like I'm not saying she's weird or whatever, but yeah, it's very, it's just every day is something new.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I think they say the first 4 years are the most tiring, I think is what I've read. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I believe it. I'm not going to fight that argument. You know, the first 4 years are really hard.
Thank you for sharing those resources. I'll definitely check those out. I'm feeling like real dejected over here, but if you guys have any tips or if you're also struggling, you know, feel free to reach out to the show, you know, give us some tips or tell us if you tried, you know, some of these books. Like I'm about to go on Amazon and buy those books that you shared. So if you guys also do that, then I don't know, post a picture or something.
It's okay to have the feelings that you're having, because if you didn't have any of these feelings, like you would probably be like a psychopath and that would be scary. I'd be on a podcast with a psychopath. So the fact that you're having all these feelings, it's good. And I think, like I said, Lily feels very safe with you. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's acting like this. Like that's why my kids act the way they do with me, because I am their safe space. Yeah. And I, now that I'm a mom, I call my mother all the time and I'm like, I love you so much. Like, thank you so much for not giving me up for adoption.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I saw a meme the other day that was like, so how do toddlers survive toddlerhood?
Yes.
Because it's like, I saw something else that earlier when you're saying like, I'm her safe space. And so there's a meme that was like, I don't remember the wording, but basically it was saying like, you're doing a great job because your child is able to be one way with you where they're safe, but then they know to be respectful mm-hmm. outside, you know, cause like the fact that she even, you know, that means that I'm doing my job if she can right. like go outside and then be like, be nice and not throw stuff at people and not throw tantrums. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess that that makes me feel a little bit better. I'm like, at least she's not terrible everywhere.
Yeah. Like she feels like she can let her hair down around you and yeah. still she needs to learn what are the boundaries and like how to, I don't know, how to not like tick off mom all the time. Yeah. And she's right at the beginning of this journey, so batten down the hatches because you're going in for it. But I think right. as long as you're consistent, just be consistent and just let her know mommy loves you so much, you know, and apologize when you mess up and, you know, just hang in there. Just hang in there. Yeah. Like the little cat on the poster. Just hang in there.
The other day, I had like a, it was that day that she kept going outside. And so at the end of the day, I was like, I don't want to even like, I don't even want to look at her right now. Like I just, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then she went to bed and I was in bed like crying. Cause I was like, but she's so cute and I miss her. And I don't feel like I did a good job momming today. And like, maybe tomorrow we can go buy some like crayons or something. Like I was just like trying to like, I need to redeem myself in the mom department. I even told my friend Brie, the babysitter that comes, I was like, we need to do something with the girls tomorrow. I need to redeem myself because it was just such a hard day. But yeah, I don't know. They say the terrible twos and then the threes, they don't even have, what's the word? Threenagers?
Really? Yeah.
So if you have a threenager and you're listening to this, what's the Katniss thing? This?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
I think it's three. It's
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't. No, that's Girl Scouts. Oh, I can't remember how it was. Anyway, yes.
Anyway,
we are with you.
Yeah. Whatever Katniss Everdeen did. Me mm-hmm. too. That's what I was trying to.
Want to get in touch with the show? Email us at imperfect@podcastentertainment.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Imperfect Moms Club.